Echoes of the Iron Age, Unearthing the Celtic Tribes of Central Europe. The mists of time often obscure the vibrant tapestry of ancient civilizations, leaving us to piece together narratives from scattered fragments of pottery, weathered stones, and the whispers of distant chronicles. Among these shrouded eras, the Iron Age in Central Europe teems with the dynamic presence of diverse Celtic tribes. Imagine a time, roughly from the 8th century BCE to the 1st century CE, when vast swathes of what is now Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and the Czech Republic were home to peoples who shared a common cultural thread, yet forged distinct identities. These were not the wild barbarians often depicted in later Roman accounts. The Celts of Central Europe, particularly those who settled regions like the area that would become Saxony, were sophisticated societies with rich traditions, complex social structures, and an artistry that continues to captivate us. Their world was one of bustling hill forts, fertile river valleys, and extensive trade networks that stretched across the continent. Life for the average Celt revolved around agriculture and craftsmanship. Their villages, often fortified on strategic hilltops, were centers of community life. Picture sturdy roundhouses with thatched roofs, warmed by central hearths where families gathered, told stories, and prepared meals. The clang of hammers on metal would have been a constant sound, for the Celts were master smiths. They forged not only practical tools and weapons, but also exquisite jewelry, intricate bronze work, and finely decorated pottery. Their mastery of iron, a metal that gave the age its name, allowed for advancements in farming and warfare. The societal structure of these tribes was often hierarchical, typically led by chieftains and a warrior aristocracy. Druids, a learned class of priests, judges, and scholars, played a crucial role, preserving oral traditions, administering justice, and holding considerable spiritual authority. Their knowledge was vast, encompassing astronomy, medicine, and the intricate lore of their gods. While they left no written records of their own, our understanding of their beliefs comes from later accounts by Greek and Roman writers, as well as archaeological evidence that points to a pantheon of deities associated with nature, fertility, and warfare. Interactions with neighboring cultures were constant and multifaceted. The Celts traded extensively with the Greeks and Romans, exchanging metals, furs, and slaves for luxury goods like wine, pottery, and fine textiles. These interactions, however, were not always peaceful. Roman expansion in particular led to frequent conflict, shaping the destiny of many Celtic tribes. The famous Vercingetorix, leader of the Arverni tribe, famously united many Gallic, a Celtic group, tribes against Julius Caesar in the 50s BCE. A testament to both Celtic defiance and the growing might of Rome. The archaeological site of the Glauberg in Hesse, Germany, offers a fascinating glimpse into the life of the Celtic elite. Here, a 6th century BCE burial mound yielded the remains of a chieftain, complete with an impressive statue of a warrior prince known as the Glauberg Prince. This remarkable artifact, with its torque necklace and ornate headdress, speaks volumes about the status, artistry, and martial prowess of the Celtic aristocracy. Similarly, the discovery of vast oppida, large fortified settlements like Manching in Bavaria, reveals the scale and complexity of Celtic urban life. These were not mere villages, but sophisticated centers of administration, trade, and defense, housing thousands of people. The legacy of the Central European Celts is not one of complete disappearance, but of transformation and assimilation. As Roman influence grew, many Celtic cultures were Romanized. Yet elements of their language, their art, and their very spirit endured, woven into the fabric of the subsequent cultures that emerged. Even today, in the folklore, the place names, and the enduring spirit of the regions they once called home, the echoes of these Iron Age tribes can still be heard, a testament to their enduring presence in the heart of Europe.